G'day, it's Brad Shepherd here from Create PT Wealth, and here today with another one of our Create PT Wealth business building tips. And today's tip is going to be speaking all about how do you exchange information with people? And specifically, you know, if you've got a business card, what's the best way to handle it? You know, do you give it out? Do you put it on display? What do you do? Here's our tips for you. Now, point number one, as I'll say to you, is that you know, for the majority of people, business cards will be something that will really get acted upon. So if you were to give out a business card to somebody, there's a good chance that they're going to take that home. It might get filed away into a compendium. It might get chucked in the bin. It might get thrown on their desk and never actioned. And so I'll say to you, what you need to do is you need to be in the forefront of that person's mind. And the best way to do that is for you to take the control on the relationship. So every time you give a business card out, or even if you don't have a business card in your possession, make sure you grab the person's details. And what that means, it means a name, at minimum, a name, an email, and a phone number. So that just enables you to deliver great and powerful information to that person. So if you did give a business card out in the hope that someone might make contact, let me tell you, there's a very low possibility that they're going to actually take action on that relationship. You need to be leading on the front foot. You need to be constantly thinking about ways that you can enhance a relationship with a potential new client. So if you're giving out the business card, make sure that you receive one or you take one in return, or make sure that you take the person's contact details. On the flip side, with your business card, also make sure that it serves a purpose. So what we recommend that you do is make sure that it has some type of call to action on there. The way that we do it is that we make our business card hold value. So our particular business card at the moment has a $47 value on it. What that means is that people who are in possession of that business card can go to our special web page that we've created where we house some great information products, and they can download that information for free, and that information is valued at $47. And what it does, it enables us to build a relationship with that person. For them to get their hands on that information, they would of course need to input their their name, email and phone number onto the actual web page. So it enables them to take the first step. And what it does, it then puts them straight into our database so we can start to build a relationship with that person. That's what it's all about. How do you build a stronger relationship with somebody rather than just assuming or, you know, attempting to go for the sale up front? And so we're heavily into a relationship, what we call the relationship model of selling and promoting that. So there you have it. That's how you meet and greet. That's how you work your business card. And we'd encourage you to get out there and give it a go. And don't forget to get that person's details. It's Brad Shepherd here from Create PT Wealth, and look forward to chatting with you soon. Bye-bye.